Yes, I can confirm we were in court yesterday. We had gone to court to receive a ruling by the magistrate on preliminary issues that we had raised. The main issues that we had raised were that we were challenging the two charges that were preferred against the accused person on the basis that the two are premised on the same set of facts. So indeed, it is a breach of the double jeopardy principle, in that it amounts to an improper splitting of the charges. And then we had also sought information that we thought is pertinent and we still believe is quite pertinent for the accused person to properly put up his defense. This information relates to the ownership structure of Alpha and Omega Dairy, which is a center of the proceedings, as well as information pertaining to core records that is from the service providers, Econet and Net One, wherein we intend to prove that there was some communication between the accused person and several individuals in the army leading up to these allegations that have arisen.
Have you received any positive news from the service providers?
We are yet to receive the information from service providers, but I'm quite confident that we will receive it, because now that information is subject to a court order.